The Rainforest by James Harrison. Published by Macmillan Education, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited. 2012. What is a rainforest? Rainforests are thick forests with trees that stay green all year round. All rainforests have a lot of rain and are very damp. Tropical rainforests grow in areas of the world called the tropics, where it is also very warm. The climate is perfect for plants and rainforest trees to grow very tall and close together. Tropical rainforests are full of wildlife. Half of all the plants and animals in the world live there.
Types of rainforest. This book tells you about tropical lowland rainforests. Another type of tropical rainforest is a cloud forest. This grows high on mountain slopes, where it is cooler and damper than in lowland forests. The trees are shorter and often in thick mist.
In rainforests, most of the wildlife lives high in the treetops. This part of the forest is called the canopy. Here there is a lot of rain, wind and sunlight for flowers, fruit and leaves to grow and attract wildlife. The branches and leaves of the canopy can be so thick they make the rainforest underneath shady and dark. Macaws belong to the parrot family. They live in the Amazon rainforest. Tree frogs have special toes to help them climb. Where are rainforests? There are tropical rainforests on both sides of the equator. This is an imaginary line that circles the middle of the world, like a belt. The tropics are areas north and south of the equator. There are no seasons here, and the weather is hot and wet all the time. The tropics give their name to tropical rainforests. Nearly half of all tropical rainforests are in South America. The next biggest rainforest area is in Africa. Other tropical rainforests are in Southeast Asia and Australia. This map shows the tropical rainforests, in dark green, around the equator. The equator is halfway between the North and South poles. The world's largest rainforest is the Amazon rainforest, in South America. It is almost as big as the whole of the USA. One of the world's longest rivers, the Amazon, runs through it. Inside a tropical rainforest. Imagine you are walking on a soft pile of dead leaves in the shade. You pass between giant tree trunks and long vines. Insects run along old branches and dead leaves. There are lots of ferns. You are on the rainforest floor, where it is quiet and very hot. Above you, there are the branches of small trees and bushes. High above them is the giant green roof of the forest. Very little sunlight, wind, or rain gets through this thick layer. In the top two layers, there are colourful parrots and groups of monkeys. You might see a gibbon swinging through the branches. This is the busiest and noisiest part of the rainforest. A tropical rainforest has four main layers. The emergent layer. This top layer has giant trees which can grow over 30 metres high. The canopy layer. Here, there are lots of branches, leaves, vines, flowers and fruit. The understory. Leafy bushes and the tops of small trees are in this layer. The rainforest floor. Here, dead leaves form a soft carpet for insects. Life in the treetops. The tallest trees in the emergent layer of the rainforest are 10 meters or more above the canopy. At this height, they feel the rain, the sun, and the wind. They have small, thick leaves that help to stop them becoming too dry. The wind blows away some of the leaves, but more grow to replace them. Wind also helps to spread the tree's seeds through the forest. The blue morpho's brilliant blue wings can be 15 centimeters across. The branches of the tallest trees can spread as wide as a football pitch. They are the home of eagles searching for prey and noisy groups of parrots. Butterflies and bats fly in this top layer, and monkeys live there too. Gibbons are the only apes that spend their whole lives up in the trees. Gibbons have long arms for swinging from branch to branch. They can travel 3 meters in a single swing. In the canopy. The busiest and noisiest part of the rainforest is the canopy layer. There are lots of leaves and branches here. The leaves are mostly smooth, oval-shaped, and end in a point so the rain falls off them. Some sunlight, wind, and rain comes through the canopy and allows fruits and flowers to grow. In the tropics, every canopy tree releases huge amounts of water into the air. This moisture helps to make the thick clouds that hang over most rainforests. The clouds keep the rainforest warm and wet. This blue-headed parrot has green feathers on its body, wings, and tail. More animals live in the canopy than anywhere else in the rainforest. It is home to all types of monkey. Birds, snakes, and tree frogs also live here. Many animals can leap from one tree to another.
Hidden world. Scientists know more about the surface of the moon than they know about the emergent layer and canopy. They build aerial walkways and fly in hot air balloons to study them.
In the understory. The rainforest understory is humid, which means warm and wet. The understory is also dark, because very little sunlight reaches it through the canopy. The plants here adapt to life in the shade. They grow large, dark green leaves to catch the light. These plants do not grow more than 4 meters tall. There is very little wind, so plants need insects and animals to pollinate their flowers. There are more insects here than anywhere else in the rainforest. Plants such as ferns and palms take moisture from the forest floor. Lianas are climbing plants that grow well here too. They climb up other plants and trees. Many animals use them to reach the understory to look for food. This diving lizard likes the warm, wet conditions of the rainforest. The understory is full of small trees, as well as lianas, vines, and plants with large leaves. On the rainforest floor. The rainforest floor is the lowest layer of the rainforest, and not many plants grow here. It is too dark for grass to grow. There are lots of dead leaves and twigs that have fallen on the ground from above. The largest rainforest animals, such as tapirs and capybaras, search for roots and tubers. Small creatures, such as millipedes, scorpions, spiders, and worms, find food here. Many types of fungi grow here, helping to rot the fallen leaves. The dead leaves provide nutrients, which the trees and plants take up through their roots to help them grow. All these nutrients are in the top 5 centimetres of the soil, and they help the tallest trees to grow. Mushrooms are fungi that eat or break down dead trees and plants.
Trunks and roots. Some of the largest tree trunks are as wide as a car. Many tree trunks have huge roots, called buttress roots. These go across the rainforest floor and take up water and nutrients from the soil to feed the tree.
Capybaras are similar to guinea pigs, but they are much bigger, about 1 metre long. Not much light reaches the rainforest floor because of the thick canopy of leaves above. A rainforest river. The Amazon River is one of the longest rivers in the world. It gives its name to the Amazon rainforest, the world's largest tropical rainforest. More than 1,000 smaller rivers and streams flow into the Amazon. The main river is more than 6,500 kilometres long. It floods many parts of the rainforest every year. The river is home to some amazing creatures, including piranha fish. Many animals eat the plants that grow on the riverbanks, but there are deadly hunters in rainforest rivers. Piranha fish hunt in groups, and some species can be dangerous to humans. Other fish include giant catfish and electric eels that release a dangerous electric shock. Long-nosed Amazon River dolphins search the muddy river bottom for food. Manatees are slow-moving mammals that swim in rivers, looking for water plants. They are also called sea cows. Alligators, called caimans, live along the riverbanks and in flooded swamps, eating turtles, fish, and capybaras. Animals of the rainforest. The three-toed sloth hangs upside down from its powerful claws and sleeps for about 16 hours a day. It may be the world's slowest moving animal. The sloth stays in the trees, eating leaves for most of the time. It climbs down to the ground to go to the toilet just once a week. Tiny plants grow on its fur and make it green. This helps the sloth to hide from its enemies, and its slow speed makes it difficult to see. This young sloth is holding the tree with its claws as it climbs slowly upwards.
Howler monkeys eat a lot of leaves and then spend most of the day resting. They move slowly, crawling up into the sunlight to warm their bodies after a cold night. You can hear their deep howls many kilometres away.
Many rainforest monkeys and apes live high up in the trees. Some, such as gibbons, never come down to the ground. They live in large family groups, and they swing and jump from branch to branch. Most monkeys have tails, which they use like an extra arm to swing about and pick up food. Brilliant birds. More types of bird live in the tropical rainforest than anywhere else in the world. One of the smallest birds in the world, the bee hummingbird, lives here. It is about as long as your finger. Hummingbirds can beat their wings 12,000 times a minute while they drink nectar from flowers, with their long beaks. They are the only birds that can fly backwards. A hummingbird can stick out its tongue beyond the tip of its beak to reach the nectar inside flowers. Beautiful, colourful parrots screech and fly in the canopy. Scarlet macaws are the largest parrots, and they have a metre-long tail. They climb through the branches to break open nuts and fruit with their powerful beaks. The largest bird in the treetops is the harpy eagle. Its wings stretch over 2 metres, and it can pick up a monkey with its strong claws. Scarlet macaws are very colourful. Like all parrots, they have sharp claws for climbing along branches and holding food. Beaky bird. Toucans live in the tropical rainforests of Central and South America. They live in tree holes with other members of their noisy treetop family. Toucans eat tropical fruits and nuts, as well as large insects, baby birds, and lizards. The toucan uses its long, colourful beak to reach fruit growing on branches that are too thin for it to stand on. A toucan reaching for fruit with its beak. A toucan can use its beak to pull baby birds from deep inside their nests and eat them. It can hold a nut with 1 foot and then use its strong beak to open it. A toucan's beak makes it difficult to fly, so the bird usually jumps from one tree to another. A toucan's huge beak helps to keep the bird cool. Insect armies. Thousands of tiny creatures, such as beetles and ants, live on the rainforest floor and feed on dead leaves and fungi. Many insects, such as ants and termites, live together in colonies, which are like armies. Leafcutter ants make an amazing army. They bite off bits of leaf and carry them back to their enormous underground nest. The ants cannot eat leaves, so they use the leaves to grow fungi. The ants then eat this fungi, so they grow their own food. Worker ants carry the leaves. They are all female and they work very hard. Each piece of leaf weighs a lot more than an ant. The workers carry the pieces very fast over long distances. The female worker ants carry pieces of leaf back to the nest to eat.
Masses of ants. More than 50 different types of ant can live in an area of rainforest as small as half a square metre.
King of the rainforest. Tropical rainforests are dangerous places. Animals on the ground must look for the biggest cat in the rainforest, the jaguar. The jaguar likes to walk along tree branches, searching for mice or larger animals such as monkeys, tapirs, and deer. This big cat moves very quietly. The jaguar's spotted fur makes it difficult to see in the rainforest shade, so it can surprise its prey. It swims and climbs trees well. A jaguar hunts alone and can take fish from the river with a paw. A jaguar will even fight an alligator, and its powerful mouth can bite through a turtle's shell. These cats usually hunt at night, and they can see very well. Jaguars rest and sleep in the trees, often with a leg or tail hanging over a branch. The jaguar hunts monkeys, such as this squirrel monkey, in the lower branches of trees.
Jaguars in danger. Today, jaguars are in danger of extinction as rainforests disappear. Farmers hunt them for their fur and to protect their farm animals.
Deadly snakes. Snakes are some of the most dangerous animals in a tropical rainforest. Many snakes are poisonous. They catch frogs and other small animals on the rainforest floor and kill them with their poisonous fangs. Other snakes slide between the branches or wrap themselves around a tree waiting for their prey. Some snakes squeeze their prey to death. An anaconda can squeeze a caiman to death and then swallow it whole. It may take several days to digest the animal. While it is doing this, the snake can hardly move. The female anaconda is one of the world's longest snakes and weighs as much as a horse. This snake is not poisonous. The yellow anaconda, like all snakes, can swim. Its eyes and nose are on top of its head, so it can see when it hides just under the water. Snakes are often hard to see. The bright green skin of this snake blends in with the plants and trees. Here, it wraps round a branch and reaches down to catch a chick from the bird's nest below.
Rainforest animals such as chameleons use camouflage to hide from predators such as snakes.
Hairy spiders and scary vampires. There are many strange animals in the rainforest. Tarantulas are huge spiders, as big as your hand. The world's biggest spider is the Goliath tarantula, which is as wide as a dinner plate. It is also called the bird-eating spider because it hunts small birds or young chicks in their nests. Most tarantulas are black or brown and hairy. Many hunt using their sharp bite to catch food. Tarantulas hunt at night. They have a lot of thick hairs, which they use to sense their prey in the dark. These predators use their huge, poisonous fangs to catch other spiders, insects, lizards, and frogs. Jumping spiders can jump 50 times their body length in one leap, but tarantulas can still catch and eat them. 1,000 different types of bat live in the Amazon rainforest, but only one type feeds on blood. It is called the vampire bat. The bat hunts at night. It lands close to a sleeping animal and then walks up to it. The bat bites into the animal and then drinks its blood. The hairy-legged vampire bat has very sharp teeth and can bite into its prey without waking it up. Other rainforest animals. Some of the strangest mammals forage for food on the rainforest floor. Armadillos have body armor that protects them from big cats, such as jaguars. Giant armadillos are as big as sheep. They use their powerful claws to dig for insects and worms. The armadillo has a hard body armor that protects it from its enemies. Capybaras are the biggest rodents in the world. They are the same size as pigs and are similar to guinea pigs. They have partly webbed feet, which make them good swimmers, but on land, they walk like ducks. They live in groups. Tapirs are timid animals that feed on leaves and fruit at night. During the day, they hide in the understory. Tapirs swim very well and can stay underwater for many minutes to hide from human or animal hunters. Tapirs have a strange nose that looks like a short elephant trunk. The ocelot is a wild cat hunter with sharp teeth. It catches frogs, lizards, monkeys, and armadillos. An ocelot tears its food to pieces and swallows it whole. It does not chew. The ocelot is now endangered because people hunt it for its beautiful fur. Rainforest people. Different people live in rainforest villages along the banks of the rivers. In these villages, local tribes live in the same way that they have lived for thousands of years. Among the native people are the Kayapo and Yanomami Indians of the Amazon. Native people live in harmony with the rainforests, hunting animals, fishing in the rivers, picking fruit, nuts and insects, and growing vegetables. Their food, clothing, medicines and shelter all come from the rainforest. Yanomami Indians have shown scientists where to find useful plants for medicine.
Parts of the tropical rainforest are flooded for several months each year, so people build their houses on stilts. They cut down smaller trees to make canoes so they can travel around on the water.
Many people still take part in ancient ceremonies and wear face paint. More recently, other people have moved to the rainforest from the big, crowded cities where it is hard to earn money. These people clear the forest so they can grow food. A Kayapo boy from the Amazon rainforest. The Kayapo Indians farm and pick wild fruits, nuts, and leaves from the forest. Living with the rainforest. The people who have always lived in the rainforest know that the soil there is thin. They cannot grow crops for more than a few years on one piece of land. People clear a small area by cutting down plants and burning them. Then they grow crops to eat and to feed their farm animals. They grow sweet potatoes, maize, beans, fruit, and palm trees, but they do not cut down the big trees. They farm the land for a few years, then let rainforest plants grow again. This man is chopping open the shells to take out the Brazil nuts inside. Some tribes also pick wild fruits, nuts, and leaves from the forest for medicine. They know what they can use and what they cannot use. Some rainforest people sell what they grow and catch in markets, including coffee, cotton, and fish. They also cut vines and palm leaves to make rope, nets, baskets, and sleeping mats. A woman picks ripe berries from a coffee bush.
Rubber from trees. Many people work in the rubber industry. They drain a white liquid called latex from wild rubber trees. People use this to make things such as car tires. Workers cut the tree bark and collect the latex in a can.
Rainforests in danger. People destroy huge areas of tropical rainforest every day. This is partly because companies cut down trees to make furniture and paper. Other companies clear areas of forest for cattle. Then they sell the meat as beef around the world. Some companies destroy areas of the rainforest to find valuable minerals lying under the ground. Many animals, such as this tree frog, are in danger of extinction if the rainforest disappears. Today, there are roads running through many rainforests. Giant lorries carry logs, minerals, and farm animals along the roads. People build towns for the workers who come to live there. Companies pollute the land and the water, and many local tribes have to leave.
Farmers clear the forests and plant huge fields of soya beans and other crops. This provides food for huge herds of cattle, which live on even bigger farms. Much of the beef from the cattle makes burgers and pet food.
This area of rainforest is now farmland for cattle. Rainforest resources. Tropical rainforests are home to a huge range of wildlife and plants, more than anywhere else on Earth. Yet rainforests cover only a tiny part of our planet. When rainforests disappear, the amazing animals and plants that live in them also disappear. Tropical rainforest plants give us many medicines and drugs, including those for cancer. Tropical rainforests are sometimes called the lungs of the planet. This is because the millions of rainforest trees and plants take in carbon dioxide and give out oxygen, which is the gas we need to breathe. Humans are producing too much carbon dioxide from power stations, factories, and cars. Too much carbon dioxide in the Earth's atmosphere leads to global warming, which can change our climate. When people cut down rainforests, there are fewer trees to turn the carbon dioxide into oxygen. This makes the problem of global warming worse. A single rainforest tree is home to more types of ant than there are in the whole of the UK. This pretty plant, the rosy periwinkle, makes drugs which treat some types of cancer. It grows in the rainforests on Madagascar. Rainforest future. As you read this book, the number of tropical rainforests is becoming smaller. Every second, we lose a piece of rainforest the size of a football field. The future of the world's rainforests is very uncertain. People cut down rainforests for wood and to make large farms to grow crops and raise cattle. Companies that mine minerals build new roads and towns, destroying areas of rainforest. Today, there are many campaigns to protect rainforests. One scheme creates reserves or parks where no one can build or clear trees to create large farms. Everyone can help rainforests by buying fair trade bananas, coffee, and cocoa, as well as recycled wood and paper products. Fair trade companies work with local people to protect them and the environment. Rainforests need clean, flowing rivers and regular flooding to feed the soil. Rainforests are home to wonderful wildlife, such as the very rare golden lion tamarin.